Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732, as I said, 5563. Be involved, be engaged. No, really, seriously. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Not part of the problem, part of the solution, which is what I always ask you to do. And again, you really do want to make sure that you have the information you need. Because if you have the information you need, then you don't look like a fool. Which is always good, too. If you you don't want to call, just head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. And if you want to send me an email, you can send it to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. All right, a lot of stuff going on right now, a lot of information that we need to push through and work through. I've asked David Haig, a pastor of a large church in Los Angeles, to join me. After the break, I don't really think, sorry, started choking there. I don't really think that Christians realize what the undertone is, what's going on right now. And many of you don't really feel like you need to really fight anything. But if you actually sat back and made a list of some of the things that you've seen your school or school district teach your children and line it up against your Christian principles. Look at what the government is doing that, again, doesn't line up to your Christian principles. And for those of you who say that politics or religion, they should never touch paths, they should never cross paths. Really? Really? So for those of you who are kind of don't really understand, you don't really study, if you believe that government is a gift from God, why wouldn't you take care of it? Why wouldn't you work to make sure that the right thing was being done? See, the Bible specifically tells us to go out and get people to rule over us, but people who love God, fear God. The Bible tells us that when a godly ruler is in place, the people don't live in fear. Now, we've had some idiots over the centuries that we thought were Christian, or some people thought they were godly, and it wasn't true. We've seen it happen here in this country. Joe Biden, the devout Catholic, that's okay with cutting babies up. We're killing babies right, you know, after they're born, during the birth. I can't find the exclusion for that. And then you have these pastors coming out saying that abortion is a gift, a blessing from God. How? How is the killing of a life, the taking of a life, you know, that one, what is it? Thou shalt not commit murder? But how is the taking of a life a blessing from God? When do we get to play God? It's not even we, really. It's the woman with the baby that gets to play God. When did that happen? So if you're a Christian, a religious person, a godly person, I won't even say religious because I don't like that term. But if you're quote-unquote a godly person and you're good with the abortion, you're good with voting for somebody who has no problem with this, I'd have to question what you're reading, what you're believing, if you're committed to what you say you believe. See, I'm not going to question whether you're a Christian or not. I'm going to question whether you believe what your book says. I know people who say that they're Christian simply because they believe that Christ was a good guy, a loving guy. Right? But so was Buddha. Remember him? So at what point in time are you really going to follow what the scripture says? You know, even the Muslims, you guys that scream about radical Muslims, they were living out what they believed to be truth. They were willing to step out on what they believed to be truth. Are you? As Christians? And the funny thing about it, we're not called to hurt anybody in any way. But we are called to protect life. We are called to protect the orphans, the widows. Right? It's just amazing to me. I went off on a tangent. I had no intention to go in that direction, but I did anyway. It's okay. Suck it up. We'll all live with it. Where was I? See, I love it when I do. I lose myself because I get all caught up in the story that I wanted to do and I didn't do it, which is nothing. You know, I got some information today too. Some of you sent me emails. I wish you'd send them during the show. Joe@therealside.com, Joe@therealside.com. When I did that story, about 2/3 of young American adults don't know nothing about the Holocaust. I mean, they have a clue, some, but they don't really understand the impact or what it really was all about. And this is our education system. I have said this a million times. I'm part of the education system, but thank God I'm not this part of it. But they have failed us. They have failed you. When your kids do not know in school about American history, when your kids don't know about the three branches of government, about the history of this country, that's a failure of the education system that you pay for. Really. Now, some people say we need to get rid of the education department totally and let it go back to the states. Yes and no. I'd have no problem with education standards, not how to teach. But you got to admit, you know, think about it in some places. Do I really want the 10th grader that graduates or is graduating school in 12th grader, sorry, in California should at least be able to read the same grade level as somebody in Mississippi or Arkansas or New Jersey? Right? What am I missing? Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists. specialist who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back.
She kissed me.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spent with me on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, because you really do want to be part of the solution. You never, just don't be spewing the line. And I don't care what line it is. I even say that, I got a pastor coming on in a second here, but I even say that about whatever belief system you have. Don't just spew the line. Know why you believe what you believe. Be able to speak to it. I can't tell you how many people, and I don't do it on purpose, honestly. But I talk to, I'm very curious why people believe what they believe, especially from a religious standpoint, if you would, and what draws them to that religion. And I always get the biggest kick out of the fact that some people can't really even tell you why they believe what they believe. And it's even more disheartening when it happens, with people of my own faith. And not that we can all be, experts like me, if you know what I'm saying, but just the mere fact that have a clue as to why you believe what you believe, not because Grandma did it. Anyhow, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. One of my favorite guests to have on the show, Pastor David Hague. I always love his time with me. He's a pastor of a large church in North Los Angeles County. I won't say things are getting back to normal, but at least they're allowing us to start opening up again. Pastor, thanks for being with me.
Hey, my pleasure. Always. Yeah, things are starting to open up a little bit. My wife and I ate outside at a restaurant
today. Oh, no. Oh, you do.
That was a treat. Yeah, yeah.
All right, but wait a minute. Did they have the TV on? I want to know if they had the TV on, because I'd turn them in if they did.
No, you can't do that. I mean, that really spreads the virus.
I'm thinking, what does the virus hang out longer because it's watching the same program you are? I mean, what's the deal?
No, they just don't want a bunch of people going to restaurants to watch the Super Bowl. They want to keep the crowds down, and that's this weekend, and after that you watch. They'll be back.
It'll be a lot.
Anyway, how are you, Joe?
I'm doing fine. You know, we're cranking along here and maintaining. And I tell you what I'm getting a lot of. One of the reasons I thought about reaching out to you is, you know, we have a lot of conservative, quote, Christian listeners. And I am amazed at some of the despair. I won't say amazed. I'm surprised at the despair that some people have. A, because of our new president. B, because they see what's going on and the attack of Christians in Congress from a standpoint of, you know, if you have a religious belief, if certain religious belief, then you don't belong in Congress. Really funny, they were touting Joe Biden as being just about Catholic and a religious man, but yet if you have a solid religious belief in Congress, you don't belong there. It's just interesting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. I don't even know what to say about that. I mean, on the one hand, I think the fact that the president has flaunted in a good way, and the media has captured his religion, it's allowed religion to come back to public square. But as we know, if your religious beliefs don't support the liberal narrative, then your religion actually becomes dangerous. And that's, right. I mean, that's where we are today. And I would tell anybody who wants to listen that it's been that way in some country down through history. It's always been that way somewhere. Okay. I mean, you go to the New Testament and you find that guys are dying because they name the name of Christ. You go to Yemen in our day, you go to Iran, Afghanistan, some of these places, people have died, you know, pastors and parishioners alike. Because they chose to honor Jesus Christ. That's always the way it's going to be. But somehow we think that in America, oh my goodness, we are always going to have, you know, all the freedoms we want because some guys, you know, a few hundred years ago wrote a piece of paper. The fact of the matter is, I was just thinking about in 1908, the Times of London asked a big question in the newspaper, what is wrong in this world? And supposedly, G.K. Chesterton, the great actually Roman Catholic philosopher and theologian, was heard to say, I am. You see, the problem is in the individual heart. That's the problem. That's also the solution. And that's why I'm a pastor, because sin is the greatest virus ever. It actually brings eternal death. But we have the vaccine. It's called the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we can't quit sharing the gospel just because we don't like the direction our country is going. There, that's my opening salvo.
Well, look at you and I are on the same page in a lot of things. I happen to go down a little bit more of the rabbit trail and say, do we have, and when I say Christians that will fight, You know my heart. I'm not talking about picking up a sword and a hammer, but I'm talking about people that will stand up for what they believe. I mean, that's part of what's happened over the years, in my humble opinion, is we won't even stand up for the basics of Jesus Christ. We won't even stand up for the basics of what we believe. So what makes me think, or some of these people are complaining, how are you willing to fight back? What are you willing to do? Take it from an education standpoint, what kids are being taught today about God, about Jesus, about their foo-foo religious beliefs. Are we strengthening our kids enough to be able to push back in school? And that's kind of my concern, is they're not even fighting to hold the gospel out.
Yeah, I know, and I take a little different view. I don't think it's a top-down way to go. I think it's every home. I think we're losing it in the home because, just like you said in your opening, parents have been raised in a certain way, but they really don't know why they believe that the Bible is true.
Mm-hmm.
I was asked a couple nights ago by my son, who said, "Dad, how do we know the Bible's true?" Now, he does. But he's just saying, what if somebody asked me that? And so, you know, you have to go to the interior evidence, the external evidence, the archaeological evidence, the historical evidence. Most people don't know. Most people don't care. I think the thing, if I can pivot here the conversation a little bit, I think the thing that is hurting us now is this whole idea of Christian nationalism. And all of the, I talked to a lady today, actually, who was in Washington, D.C. on January 6th as part of the march in December. Then she went back to be part of this, whatever it was. And she was just so excited because everywhere she looked, there were flags, Christian flags and Christian preachers and everything. And unfortunately, the casual onlooker through the media lens looks at that and goes, "Oh my goodness, Christianity was part of the problem that stormed the Capitol." And we just have to be very careful to understand that the call of the Christian is the gospel, and it is to be demonstrated through righteous character, not through injustice, not through slander, and certainly not through violence. And I think we're at a crossroads right now, because what it looks like is that if you're a conservative politically, and a conservative as a Christian, then fight means more than just character and gospel. And I think that's a problem.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is urging Senate Democrats to support his $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. He reportedly spoke to many of them during a private luncheon on Tuesday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has called a Republican-backed $600 billion relief bill too small. Senator Joe Manchin, considered a vital Democratic vote, says he wants to make sure that whatever ends up passing, there's input from the other side of the aisle. The West Virginia Democrat tells Fox News that he wants to ensure a bipartisan COVID relief package.
What I have told everybody, I made it very clear from the President of the United States to all of my colleagues, we're going to make this work in a bipartisan way. My friends on the other side are going to have input. I'm not going to do it just down the lines of just saying party line vote. It has to make sense. And if it's out of the realm that makes sense and what we've worked on together, we've built too much trust up among each other to allow this to fall apart. So they can count on me to make sure that we do everything to make this bipartisan.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
We are back! Almost. Joe Macedo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you've spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being a part of the conversation. I really do believe, I appreciate the stuff that you guys write to me. I think you need to, especially reaching out to my Christian friends, read, study, and understand your scripture before you go, half-cocked stepping out and running out and thinking you've been called to grab your sword and you're sealed and start chopping people up. That's not what we're calling for. Whenever I talk about fighting, you guys already know, I don't mean physical fighting. I mean standing your ground for what you believe. I've done it. It's not always a comfortable place to be, but if you do it true love, if you do it because you love Christ, if you do it because you love the Word of God, it's a whole different animal than doing it because you think you're self-righteous. But let me bring on a guy that knows a heck of a lot more about this than I do. Pastor David Hague joins me. He's a pastor of a large church in North Los Angeles County. I always appreciate my time with you, Pastor.
Yeah, what you just said is there's an important principle though for those people like you and I who believe that the Bible is God's word. But it isn't a word that you can make mean whatever you want. I mean, the simple principle is this, that the Bible means what the original authors intended the original readers to understand. So you can't take things out of context, and what you do is you read the Bible, you understand the historical context, you say this is the principle that's coming out of it that is still appropriate today. So when Jesus says, love your neighbor as yourself, he's actually, quoting from other places, and that still is a commandment today. We're just supposed to love our neighbors. We're also supposed to love our enemies. And so it bothers me when people use the Bible in a way that the Bible was never meant to be used, to in some way condone something that the Bible actually condemns. And, that's my field, and so you're in education. So when you see people misusing education, it ticks you off. When I see them misusing God's word, especially for their own means, which aren't right, that really bothers me. So there I said it. Now, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I want to go down that road a little bit more because, you have a right to stick up for yourself. I'm guilty of this. I've actually sat there and as somebody was ripping apart God for everything that he didn't do for that person, I actually, and you know my personality, I finally spin around and go, dude, really? What kind of time have you given God? What God are you praying to? Let's start off there, because my God doesn't do those kind of things. And, you know, again, yeah. I'll probably get punched in the face someday with that kind of thing. But there is a point when you truly love somebody, you truly love God, you know, you say something about my mom, I'll come hunt you down. There is a point, though, where you start right. saying, look, I can't let you keep spewing these lies, you know, about the yeah. Almighty. Right?
Well, you know, Peter in 1 Peter 4 says we should be ready always to give a defense to anyone who asks us for the hope that's in us. And I think you should be ready to give a defense of the hope that's in you, even if they're not asking for a defense. If they're, you know, saying things that are just ludicrous or worse about God, about our religion, about our faith. Because it's not just something we believe, it's something that we believe has transformed our lives. And Christ is in us, the hope of glory, Colossians 1:29. So this is the problem. The problem in Christianity today in the West, especially where it's so comfortable and convenient, that we no longer think of church as something we are, but as something we go to. We no longer think of our identity as focused, that who I am is who I am in Christ. Because he has saved me and brought me into the family of God, the truth is I have more in common with Jesus, or should, than I do with who I used to be. And there is, this past political season has really disappointed me in that so many people who say they are followers of Christ are up and down and mad and despairing about a political loss. And they were much more eager, you know, to support a political cause, both financially and emotionally and vocally, than they have ever been to support the Prince of Peace, to whom they supposedly entrusted their lives a few years ago. So who I am is a Christ follower first, and then an American. Because I know that it's okay to love your country. You can. You can be a patriot. But we are commanded to love and obey God. So that's where our first energy should be. And I would say that if you love God, you're going to love freedom. You're going to love justice. You're going to love equality. You're going to love all those things that everybody else is worried about. But you're going to do it through a lens that keeps you from becoming too much of a zealot when things don't go your way.
Well, I agree with you. And you know, when you think about, I won't say history, I'm thinking back in the 50s and 60s when people had respect, even respect for religious leaders of any kind. I constantly joke about the fact that, you know, when you saw nuns walking down the street, no matter what faith you belonged to or if you were a flaming atheist, you had enough respect to understand they had given their life for what they believe is a greater good, and you had enough respect to, you know, good morning or whatever it was. Today, it's almost a flip side where there's absolutely no respect for those of us who have a belief in God, a love and an understanding for God. We have changed that much of a society.
Well, yeah, but I also think, you know, President Biden is really advertising his Catholic faith. There is still a sense that the greater problem here is not our faith. It's that what we believe as a result of our biblical faith counteracts the narrative they're trying to create and trying to propose in order to get the power and the changes that they want. They love a religious person who supports abortion. They love a religious person who supports Black Lives Matter, the organization, not the sentence. I mean, I support the right. sentence. I don't support the organization. But as long as your beliefs put you on the other side. I was thinking about this the other day. What their narrative is what we call self-certifying. They have decided this is right, and they don't even allow debate because they've already decided that if they're right and you're debating it, you're not only wrong on the issue, but you're actually part of the problem. You're dangerous, and that's what has fueled what we call the cancel culture. They believe that their narrative is right because they believe it. Mm-hmm. And the problem with that is that cancels any kind of rational debate or discovery. You know, this whole idea about, you know, the whole COVID thing. I mean, the lockdowns, they don't do any good. Everybody knows it. And yet, if you go against it, you are part of the problem. We have this everywhere. We have it in politics, mostly, though.
No, you're right. You're exactly right. What are your thoughts? You know, you're I don't know how much of this you're keeping up with, but you know, you're seeing more and more quote unquote pastors that are coming out. Even recently, another group of pastors came out and talked about how abortion was a blessing of God. Number one, number two, pastors that are apologizing for what us white people did to black people over the years. And I know these are controversial issues, but in God's word, we're all of one blood. Should pastors be talking about those things, or talking about the love of God and the Word of God?
Well, I think the Word of God calls us to stand for life. I mean, abortion is not something that God in any way condones. It's not a blessing. It is the taking of life. You can show that clearly from the Old Testament. The laws that say if a woman has a baby in her womb and she is hurt and killed and the baby dies, it's murder. I mean, that's just black and white. The whole idea of race and racism is a social construct. Acts 17 is clear when Paul says that God made from one man all the ethnicities. Now, race as a social construct has been used destructively. There's no doubt about it that, you know, going back to that guy in the 1800s who found the skulls and filled them with beads and decided that the Caucasian skull held more beads than the African skull, and therefore, you know, whites are more superior. And then you can read Alexander Stevens' speech as the vice president of the Confederate States University, Confederate States of America, where he boasts that their government is the first government in the history of the world to correctly see that the Africans are to be enslaved. I mean, it's right there. So there's no question. Here's the question, though. What's the remedy is not systemic. We've already done that. We've already changed all the laws. It's the heart of man.
Yep.
It goes back to what I said about G.K. Chesterton. What's wrong in America? I am. My heart, your heart. We all individually have to say, what kind of person am I going to be in order to make the nation the kind of nation I want? It's one that doesn't look at the color, but at the character of a person, as Martin Luther King said.
You know, I have been saying that for a long time, which is whether it's abortion, whether it's racism, what have you, it is not a law that's going to fix it. People have to change the heart. We'll be back in a minute.
Exactly.
Joe McKinney, your host. Don't go far.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I mean that sincerely. I appreciate your comments in the chat room. I appreciate some of the emails that you're sending me. And, you know, really, truly wanting to understand, wanting to know some of the answers to these questions. I get them all the time, but just I never get around to them. You know, I get a lot of other things going on, so it's hard to get around to them all. But, you know, I have the same issues. I have the same questions. I'm no different than most of you. The only difference is I have a microphone, and I have a little bit more time to look this stuff up. But I have the same questions. I am confused by the same things you are. That's why I bring on the experts on a regular basis. Which is I have Pastor David Haig with me on the line. He's a pastor of a large church up in the northern Los Angeles area, Los Angeles County, and I always appreciate your time with me, Pastor. And, you know, we were touching on the heart of man, obviously, is the issue. We know that. And when it comes to abortion, that kind of thing, I keep telling people, you could pass all the laws you want. You could kill Roe versus Wade if you want to. How does that deal with the heart? You know, the sin nature, as it's called, if you would. But what really bothers me is these men and women of God, these pastors who are teaching, and they're going down the social roles, the social aisles today, and you're saying, wait a minute, What has that got to do with the true gospel? What has that got to do with deconstructing whiteness? Are we for real?
Yeah. You know, there's a man in history who was a von Zinzendorf, and he was one of the leaders of the Moravian Brethren, and this sounds a little ancient, I know, but he's actually accredited with leading Charles or John Wesley to Christ after Wesley had been a missionary here in what is now the state of Georgia. Anyway, Zinzendorf had a motto. He said, "Preach the gospel, die, and be forgotten." The problem today is that you've got pastors who are all about getting themselves known. They want to be on the radio. They want to be, and I know I'm on the radio only because of you, but they want to write books, and they want to rise above being a pastor. But Jesus gave us the commission. Look, go into the world and make disciples and teach them to obey all the things that I've told you. Christian ministry is about reaching out to people and helping them understand the four big questions of life. Who am I? Where did I come from? Where am I going? Why am I here? And where am I going? And so when pastors become so enamored with their personal stature and, you know, they're on national TV and they have this big platform and they're podcasting and they're blogging and they're writing, I believe it actually can take them away from the everyday privilege, and I use that, to do this, to bring the Word of God to bear on people's lives in their congregation. What you've got today is a phenomenon where you see pastors that are pastors to the nation. They think of themselves that way, or to the state, or whatever. I'm a pastor to a group of people who gather every week and live together, not in a commune, but live life together for Christ. That's what I'm called to do. John Calvin, one of the greatest theologians ever, said, "I want to be buried in an unmarked grave. Because when I'm gone, I want people not to be, you know, lauding me and leaving flowers. I want to be out talking to their neighbor about why God is worth giving heed to." So I just think you've got a lot of fame whores in the pastorate. I think you got a lot of guys who just love to see their name on some national broadcast. And they lose focus of what the nature and mission of the church really is, and it is this. It is to bring people face to face with the Holy God, produce repentance and faith so that they can understand that this world's not our home. We're just a passing through. Someday we're going to live with God above the possibility of sin, and it's going to be great.
You know, some of the common themes going on right now in some of the Christian circles is that God is punishing us. He's punishing us for turning our back on Him. He's punishing us for not, you know, worshiping Him the way we should. My take on it is, no, we've stepped out from under the umbrella. We've stepped out from under God's protection. If we're not worshiping Him, we're not with Him, you know, how can He work in that situation? So give me your take on it.
Well, the fact of the matter is, America's not a Christian nation. There's no such thing as a Christian nation. America is made up of a bunch of people. And the individual person comes into this world dead in sin, and unless they are enlightened by the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, they continue to pursue their own path, either intensely or maybe not. They're compassionate. They can have good marriages. They can do good things. The fact of the matter is, we're not a nation under God. Unless you want to say we're under God, we're accountable to Him. There's no such thing as a Christian nation. So people who are saying, man, adversity is coming, the only nation we know that God took as a special privilege and considered them His own as a people is Israel. But when you come to the New Testament, you find out that the new Israel are all those from every ethnicity and every nation who were in Christ, who were followers of Christ. So, yes, does God punish sin? Yeah, He punished it at the cross on Jesus. What we see now are just mostly the consequences of our own bad thinking and bad acting. One of the ways God's discipline comes on us is that He allows us to feel the consequences of our own sin. And I think right now the church in America is spiritually weak because it's spiritually immature, because it's focused more on the temporal blessings that we want rather than the spiritual blessings that we need.
Oh, sorry about that. You got to hit the right buttons for things to work. but it's true. It's like, you know, some of my friends, you have to talk to these people. Look, when you write a check with no money in the bank, it didn't bounce because God wanted it to bounce. It bounced because you didn't put any money in the bank. You know, so you can't keep blaming God for this stuff. You can't do whatever you want to do and then wonder why things are going awry for you. And I think we've done that to the generations, right? I mean, were we more reliant on God in the 50s and 60s? And we've just kind of watered him down to the point where he doesn't much matter, even in some of the Christian churches? Or is this just us becoming more full of ourselves?
There's a viewpoint in theology called a realized eschatology. Eschatology means last things. A realized eschatology is the idea that somehow we have already brought in the kingdom of God. And America is a city on a hill. And America is the Christian nation. And we are a nation under God. The problem with that is that it has no room for suffering. It has no room for things not going the way we want to. And so when things don't, if you have that view, which I don't think this is the kingdom hasn't come. The Lord's Prayer says, we're praying that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But all you got to do is wake up and look around and see that's not happening. Okay, until Jesus comes back, we are, the earth is broken. The world is broken. And I don't have to prove that. All you got to do is watch the news.
Look around.
So, the fact is that the church has to understand we're a minority. We need to be a prophetic minority. We need to speak the truth, but more importantly, we need to live the truth. There can't be this gap between truth and ethics. If you say you love Jesus, and if you say you're going to walk humbly with your God, and you're going to do kindness and love justice, Micah 6:8, then you have to do it. Otherwise, people see your words, and they don't believe them because of your actions. So my whole point is, if Christ is in me, if the Holy Spirit is dwelling in me, then shouldn't I be a better person? That's what I say. And I think the answer is absolutely yes.
So I'm going to throw, we might have enough time for this. I'm going to throw myself on the chopping block for a second. You should have some fun with this. People will look at me, and listen, in all fairness, I know I go a little overboard at times. I got that. But people will look at me and say, you're not showing the love of Christ. You don't, you know, look at what you say. Look what you say about this group or that group. I won't even name one in particular. There's a real chasm with what some people believe basic Christianity is and is all about, what you're allowed to say or not allowed to say. And I think that's a problem, don't you? You got about a minute and a half.
Yeah, if I say something that the Bible teaches, and even if I say it in love, for instance, that same-sex activity is abhorrent to God. It not only goes against his law, it goes against his very design. He designed man and woman to procreate and fill the earth within the bonds of marriage. So when I say I'm against homosexuality, and someone says, you are so judgmental, you are, and I'm going, no, wait a minute. Here's the thing. I think that homosexuality is a dangerous, risky belief system. And I think those who are involved in it are deceived. It's not loving to tell an alcoholic that it's okay if you keep drinking. It's not loving to say to someone who has a terminal disease, well, you know, don't worry about it. Don't take medicine. Don't have anything. You're fine just the way you are. If I see someone whose life is leaking all over and I don't say something to them, and tell them the truth. Quite frankly, I haven't loved them. If I withhold the truth from somebody, I'm not loving them. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And that's the one I serve.
Amen. Tell people where to find your blog, real quick.
It's davidwhaig.com.
That's too easy. Really too easy.
davidwhaig.com. Okay.
All right, Pastor Haig, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time. Joe Messina, your host. Rebecca Fuchs coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk about education and where we failed. We'll be back.